Oh, what a wonderful gift that I was invited this evening. I'm deeply touched, but I'm also sad that there's apparently been a great misunderstanding because when they called me up, I thought this was on peace breaking. And so I came prepared tonight to tell you what I've learned about how to break peace and how to make life miserable for yourself. And I felt good about that because I'm good at that, you see. Peacemaking, I'm not so good at, but peace breaking. So will you give me permission to go against your theme and teach you how to make life miserable tonight? Thank you. So I'll use this precious time with you to share some things that I've learned about how to make life miserable, how to break peace between yourself and others. Let me show you how to do it. First, it would help if I got some participation in the audience. I would like somebody to insult me. Would somebody please insult me?
You're a fat boy.
Now, if somebody says something that implies there's something wrong with you as this idiot, as this man, as this gentleman did, if you want to break peace and make life miserable for yourself, let me suggest this technology. Jackal ears. So that if somebody expresses something like that, these ears can go on one of two ways. If somebody says, you know, you're too fat, you can put them on facing inward. And if you want to break peace and make life miserable for yourself, do that, because then what you hear in what the other person says is there's something wrong with you. You hear a criticism and you believe it. Oh my gosh, oh how terrible these feel, you know. Because now when he says that, I think maybe I am too fat. What's wrong with me for being so fat? And I feel like PPPPT, which is clinical terminology for pretty poor protoplasm poorly put together. So that's, if you want to break peace, do that. When somebody is in pain and says something like that to you, hear a criticism and believe it. Now, there's another possibility. Put these ears on the other way. When you have them on this way, you think of what is wrong with the other person for saying what they did. If you had a brain, it would be lonesome, idiot. Now, some of us are very gifted with these ears. We're ear-bidextrous. Somebody can make a statement like that, and we can put them on this way and take it personally and feel, you know, terribly guilty, shame, depressed. We can flip them on the other way and be angry. So we go through our life being angry, guilty, depressed, angry, guilty, depressed, angry. These ears are distributed by the makers of Prozac. These ears have been necessary for us to wear for the last 8,000 years. We've been educated to wear them because we've been living under domination structures. And domination structures require us to be educated to think of what other people think about us. See, do they think I'm normal, abnormal, appropriate, inappropriate? Because how you are judged in the culture I was educated in depends on whether you get rewarded or punished, you see. We've had a concept of spirituality that the highest energy sits up on a mountaintop with a big computer and judges every action that every people take. And then at their death, they run out a tabulation, and if they get the right grades, they go to heaven. If they fail, they go to Detroit. No, hell, I grew up in Detroit, and I get those two places mixed up. So if you want to break peace and make life miserable, think of what's wrong with other people when they behave in a way you don't like. Use words that other people hear as criticism, analysis. You like to make life even more miserable? Think of what's wrong with you. But if you really like to be depressed, think of what other people think about you. You want to break even more peace and get even more miserable? Compare yourself to others. If you don't know how to do that, there's a good book I recommend. It's called How to Make Life Miserable by Dan Greenberg. A real book. It's good, too, and it produces. For example, it shows you how to compare yourself to other people. It has an exercise, for example, it shows a picture by contemporary standards of a very attractive man and a very attractive woman. And all of their measurements are on this picture. And the exercise is this. Take your measurements. Compare them to these beautiful people. And think about the difference. This really works, you know. You can be really happy and you do that comparative exercise and you think you're about as miserable as you can get until you turn the page. And then he said this was just a warm-up because we all know that beauty isn't that important. We all know that what's important is achievement, what you've achieved at your stage in life. So he says, I have prepared an exercise so you can compare what you've achieved in your life with what other people have achieved. And to do this, he claims to have picked people at random from the New York City phone book to call them up and ask what they've achieved in their life so you can compare yourself to them. Then I hear I'm not sure I trust the author too much. First person he claims to have called was Mozart. And he lists what Mozart had accomplished by age 8. How many pieces of music he had already written, some of which have lasted as classics, and how many languages he knew, etc., etc. So the exercise is take your measure, take what you've achieved, list what you've achieved in your life, compare it with what Mozart did by age 8, and think about the difference. So now, if you want to not make peace, but break peace, I've already given you some advice. Hear what other people think about you. Think about others in terms of rightness and wrongness. Use language that criticizes, blames, condemns, you see. I was taught to wear these ears this way. I'm very good at judging what's wrong with people. Because I grew up under a culture that uses retributive justice. Retributive justice is all based on judging, and on the basis of the judgment determine who deserves reward and who deserves to be punished. If you want to contribute to peace breaking on the planet, support that quality of justice. Use punishment. For example, if you want to create a violent world, if your child does something you don't like, punish. Support a government that punishes criminals. See, this concept of justice says that we're all evil, and we have to be governed, therefore, by those people who are the most holy, the most superior. And these people have a right